Hello everyone, this is Heather Talheimer. Welcome to 4-Minute Friday. Today's episode is, Can Hope and Passion Change the World? That's an interesting question. It's the question that lies in the heart of every activist. Can I make a difference? Is my passion enough? Will my hope live or die? On this Good Friday, I'm reminded of one of the world's greatest activists, Jesus. He was from a small town, maybe 300 people, but his vision and passion was so much larger than his environment. He was consumed by a dream that threatened to turn the world upside down. It's why the people in power were hunting him down. Jesus posed uncomfortable questions. What if everyone is unconditionally loved? What if everyone is equally valuable? As Roman soldiers fought over his clothes on that fateful day, they had no inkling that his name would one day become a household word. They might have killed him, but they couldn't kill his dream. I was confronted by those same questions while reading Anita Morjani's book, What If This Is Heaven? She explores cultural myths that are mistaken for indisputable truths. Myths such as, we get what we deserve. Loving ourselves is selfish. And coincidences are just that, coincidences. These beliefs are part of the cultural environment that shapes our thinking to such an extent that we lose touch with who we are. Following her near-death experience, Morjani began to try and live the truths that she learned in the other realm, discovering that letting go of these outmoded myths allowed her to experience heaven not as a physical or future place, but as a state of mind, right here and right now. The dream that Jesus was passionate about lives on, and now becomes my hope and my passion too. How would I be different if I knew down to my bones, to the very core of my being, how much I am loved? If every thought, action, and interaction in my life had self-love as a backdrop? Anita Morjani challenges us that loving yourself is not selfish, but one of the most important things you can do. It's the thing that you need to do first. Loving yourself allows you to be you. Then, and only then, are you not consumed with shaping yourself into what others want for you, or living as a shadow of who you are. Loving yourself allows you to love the human you are, to be your best friend, to love yourself when you sometimes fail. There's a seeming contradiction, but the more you love yourself, the more you can love others. We are challenged to love your neighbor as yourself, but what if you don't love yourself? Loving yourself allows the hope and passion for what you care about to be unleashed in your world. Anita Morjani suggests that when you love yourself, you're also teaching others how to love you. We often see love as an emotion. I love this person and this person, but not that person. Instead, embrace love as a state of being, allowing love to flow through you. Love is unlimited. It goes beyond time and space. Love has been searching for you, looking to express something unique through your heart and personality. Go into today with an open heart and discover what love can do through you. Thank you for listening and wishing you a wholehearted week.